Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Oisín Coyne is back with us.
Thank you, Anya. Good morning. Starting with soccer, and from Iceland to Czechia, the next stop on Shamrock Rovers' latest European journey has taken them to Slovenia, where Europa League third qualifying round clash with domestic champions NK Selhej awaits this evening. After dramatically overcoming Vikingur Reykjavik before falling to defeat to Sparta Prague last month, Stephen Bradley's men have arrived in Slovenia's fourth largest city, knowing the size of the prize on offer for progression here. If Rovers beat them over two legs, they will go into the Europa League playoff round, securing a further 2.1 million euro on top of the 1.7 already in the bank for getting this far, and doing so would also guarantee a UEFA Conference League group stage campaign no matter what happens. Speaking ahead of tonight's match, Hoops midfielder Marcus Poom says nights like this are exactly why he returned to Rovers this season.
Obviously, winning the league last season, you always look forward to Europe, and it was a big factor for me coming back here. And I think personally as well, I really enjoyed my year here last year, so I just wanted to be a part of this team for this upcoming European campaign.
Do you think Europe takes on a sort of extra importance given that it's been a disappointing season domestically?
Not necessarily. I think especially when you play Europe, you have to take every game as it comes, and what's happened during the season, you have to kind of let it be in the past and just focus on the now. And I think right now we're at a good place. So hopefully we just keep that momentum going tomorrow.
Marcus Poom there speaking at Rovers' pre-match press conference last night. So that one kicks off in Slovenia at 7:15 Irish time. Elsewhere, St. Pat's face Saba FK of Azerbaijan across two legs in the third qualifying round of the Conference League. Tonight's first leg is technically a home tie for the Saints, but with Richmond Park not meeting UEFA's capacity requirements, tonight's tie will be played at Tallaght Stadium. Even after two impressive performances against Vaduz in round two, their manager Stephen Kenny says his side will have to up the gears tonight.
Yeah, it's a great game, it's a terrific, these European nights are special. Saba are an excellent team, really good, really strong, a lot of different nationalities, very multicultural team, a lot of front four, Jamaica, Nigeria, Germany and Slovakia, so a lot of different styles within the team, and so we'll have to we'll have to raise our game. And we scored 5 goals in the previous round, which is brilliant. But we'll actually have to step it up again because these are a really good team, and we'll have to at our best.
Yeah, to mention the previous round against Vaduz, two really positive performances, particularly the home one that set things up for the away leg. And again, we're home first and away second in this round, so you'd be hopeful to try and replicate more of the same.
Well, I think no two of the games are the same, and they provide a different tactical challenge and a step up again. So the onus on us to raise it as well, and to lift their standard and be even better, and to try and make it a special night.
Stephen Kenny there speaking to the St. Pat's Club media, and that one kicks off at Tallaght Stadium at 7:45. A man who was managed by Stephen Kenny with the Republic of Ireland, James McLean, has signed a new 2-year contract with League One side Wrexham after helping them gain promotion last season. 35-year-old swapped Wigan Athletic for the Welsh club last year, where he made 44 appearances and scored 4 goals across all competitions so far. Now to golf, and Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are back in the United States this week for the last event on the PGA Tour's regular season. Lowry's among the favourites for the Wyndham Championship that gets underway today in North Carolina. The Claremont tees off his first round around 25-1 Irish time, while Waterford's Seamus Power is out on the course later this evening, getting his opening round underway just after 6:25. It is the last regular season event, as we mentioned, before the FedEx Cup playoffs get underway at the St. Jude Championship, and that takes place next Thursday, August 15th. Now to Gaelic games, and a sigh of relief from myself and fellow Kildare supporters this morning. Brian Flanagan is set to take the reins as the new manager of the Kildare footballers on a 4-year term. His nomination will be brought forward for ratification at the start of September. Glenn Ryan stepped away from his post in June after Kildare's Tailteann Cup quarter-final loss to Laois, and the Lilywhites have now turned to Flanagan to revive their fortunes. He steered the county's under-20s to consecutive Leinster titles in 2022 and 23, as well as All-Ireland title success in 2023. Now to tennis, and Rafael Nadal has pulled out of this month's US Open, saying he would not be able to give his 100% this time. Nadal, who lost to Novak Djokovic in the Paris Olympic singles, has reached the doubles quarterfinals as well, alongside partner Carlos Alcaraz. Has only missed the US Open since 2019. The 38-year-old Spaniard did not confirm any specific injury or health concerns, but he did say he decided not to compete in New York this time. And finally, there's two race meetings today. The first of an 8-race card is off at Leopardstown just before 5 o'clock. Well, there's also an 8-race card at Sligo this evening. The first of there is off at 5 past 5.